One of the pieces, the title piece, The Jewel and the Lotus. On the original recording, it's Herbie Hancock, Buster Williams, Billy Hart, Bill Summers playing percussion, and one of my good friends from New York, a man named Charles Sullivan, he plays trumpet on a couple of tracks. And I used those guys because I knew that intuitively it would be a marriage because we had played so much together. I completed the pieces. I kept them very open for interpretation. And in Herbie's hands, he can take anything and turn it into something that's incredible. And that's really what happened. From where I was at, just personally, I was just writing these pieces, and Maverick Eicher, who's the founder and the producer for most of the recordings at ECM, he gave me an opportunity to record it, so I did. But the musicians that I named first, we were all playing together, but we were doing some other kind of music. You know, at the time that I recorded The Jewel and the Lotus, we had already finished the Mwandishi band. That segment was done. And we were playing the music from the Headhunters, but this is where my head was. So I had my instruments with me, some of them, and the flutes and the soprano and stuff. And so I just went into a room on a lunch break and I created a piece that's on the recording. It's called Winds of Change, and that's just me by myself. One of the things that was really interesting to me around that time was my being exposed to the words Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. And also, I went into a bookstore. It's not here in LA anymore. It used to be called the Bodhi Tree. And I found this book, and it was called The Jewel in the Lotus. And it was all about the lotus flower and how the lotus flower blooms and it seeds at the same time. But it grows like in an area that's like a swamp. But when it emerges, it's the most beautiful flower. And the writings in this book, the The Jewel and the Lotus was basically about spirituality, things that dealt with, Buddhism. And I just became very, very fascinated by it, and then started to actually, chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, and started to participate in the SGI USA as a Buddhist in the early 70s. It was something that I was drawn to as a result of Buster Williams' wife, Ronnie. She was the first person who told me that she was doing it, and then she shared with me what her experience was like, how she was feeling better, just about her life. Chant for your dreams. And that's what I did. Every morning I got up and I chanted, and I did what is known as Gongyo. And after I would do that, I would practice and sit at the piano and just let the ideas unfold as they unfolded. And every day I came up with something. Everything starts from a little gem of an idea. It's like, that's what I call the jewel. You know, there's little jewels in your thinking, especially when it's quiet. Each piece is a reflection of an experience of some sort. Ensenada is a place not very far, just across the border into Mexico. And there was a time when I used to go there, and when I would come home from tour, after take care of the kids and everything, we would just leave and go down there and just relax by the ocean, and I just realized, how much you need to get back to nature and being on the beach, no cars, no noise, just the sound of the wind and the seagulls and the whole thing, just the calmness of it. Yeah. I have some musicians who are very, very fine musicians, and they're good people. And I really, I was thinking, wow, what can I do? And then I started thinking, I have to change the instrumentation. That's why it's myself plus 9 other musicians. So the key characters are the percussionist, Munyango Jackson. He's been in every group that I've had since I moved from New York. Munyango and Derek Oles. And so I have them. I have Gene Coy. Yeah, Gene Coy is playing drums. And I have Jeff Parker playing guitar. And couple of other string players. I've got Evett Kang. He's a viola, plays viola. And Shauna Tucker, she's gonna play the cello, and she's gonna use her voice and for certain elements that I think will work for what we're going for. And a young lady, her name is Lindsay Hundley. She's like a secret weapon. Then I have a gentleman who's been in retirement just recently. His name is David Johnson. And David Johnson plays marimba and the vibraphone. I'm excited to be able to present it. This will be the first time ever playing it live. Even though it was recorded 40 years ago, I've never presented it live before. Music is a reflection of whatever your life condition is about. And from practicing Buddhism, I've been able to experience that firsthand. So the pieces, they all are related in one way or another to what it is that I do, the life philosophy that I practice of Nichiren Buddhism. It really is. It's directly related to that. The lotus is also the name of some of the writings of the Buddha, the sutras. And there's one called the Lotus Sutra. And the Lotus Sutra are his writings that are considered to be the highest of his writings as it pertains to enlightenment. I mean, he really clearly describes how the condition that we have inside ourselves is a condition of enlightenment. And when you activate it through the practice of chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo and doing Gongyo, reaching out to other people, it's a practice you do for yourself as well as for others.